What are the two key elements of Xanadu? This is an audio document by Jack C., November 14th, 2005. I've been trying to think of what are the core elements of Xanadu? What makes Xanadu different from the way things are done now in the software world? What makes it so unique? What makes it so necessary and needed? What are the least number of elements I can reduce this to in order to describe it? And I've come down to two basic items. One is that when you change something, when you edit it, you are never editing or changing the original content. You are always sort of quoting or seeing through or transcluding to the original document, which remains unchanged, but you're creating a new version which contains all of the changes plus the transclusions or quotations from the original unchanged version. This is a very important concept. For one thing, when you quote the original, you are also creating a two-way unbreakable link to that original. If you're creating a new document which quotes from several other documents, each of your quotations is creating a two-way unbreakable link to the original document because you're transcluding them, you're quoting them. You're not actually making a separate copy. What you're actually doing is like you're viewing those original documents through an overlay piece of acetate or plastic or glass or whatever. You're actually seeing the original. You're not changing the original, but part of that original is being included in your new document. Now, that original, it may be something you wrote. It may be something somebody else wrote. It may be 10 other documents that 10 other people wrote or 5 other people wrote. But you're creating always. Every time you edit something, every time you change something, you are never actually changing the originals. This also makes possible an easy payment system. Let's say you're putting together a radio show and you have 5 songs that you want to play. Since you have unbreakable two-way links, the original creator of that music is going to get automatically paid because every time someone listens to their music, they're in effect listening to the original. It's not like you've made a pirated copy of their music and you're now including it in your broadcast. Nope. There's always that two-way unbreakable link because you are transcluding from the original. So that's the first concept. You're always editing new versions every time you change something. And then the second concept is that you always separate content from presentation or format. So that if you create a document for a high-definition television that's going to fill a living room wall, and you want to reformat that document to be read on a cell phone screen, this is not a problem. And if you find a spelling mistake and you go and you change that error, you don't have to reformat it for both of those output presentations, both of those views. This has some similarities to CSS. However, CSS is still embedded formatting. You still mark up a document inside the document itself and say, okay, this is a paragraph, this is a header, this is to be emphasized, so forth, so on and so forth. Whereas in Xanadu, you don't do any of that. All of that markup is in an external document. And when you create a new version, the markup still applies to the new version because the new version is still transcluding or quoting from the original. And so, in effect, these two design concepts of Xanadu, the external markup and the transclusions, are also very much intertwined and interlinked and go towards creating the whole vision of what Xanadu can provide for us. And when you think about it, if you're a web designer, you probably are already realizing the enormous benefits of doing things this way. Because if you've ever had 20 different versions of something that you're working on for a client, it's a nightmare to try and keep up with them and to figure out which one's the current one, and, okay, what he said yesterday, that change he wanted to make, or my client has decided that, no, I don't want to go with that change after all. What I want to use instead is, 2 months ago we had a different way of doing it, and I want to go back to that way. And so it becomes a real nightmare. And if you try and reorganize things because it gets all too complicated and you start renaming your files and moving them around between directories and things like that, it not only creates a nightmare of logistics for the creator, but also for the users out there on the internet who've linked to your documents, and all of a sudden their links are broken because file names and directories have changed, and it's all a nightmare. Or you create a new version of a document, and you edit it, and you upload it. All of a sudden, since you have saved it to a new file name or a different directory, again, everything that's been linked to that is now broken. Or because you've changed web servers, any number of things which can cause all of these broken links that exist all over the web, and the way the web design is designed, there's just no way to prevent them. So Xanadu is designed to solve these basic problems that we have in the software world and the internet world as we have it today.